this life change, this way to change behavior, this way to reverse the curse, this way to stop doing things you don't want to do, loving God but still falling off the truck. There's a way that you can be strong in this generation. We're not going to look at what the world is doing.
Right.
We want to look at what God is doing and how to do it God's way. That's so important. How to do it God's way. How to thank God's way. It'll change the whole thing. There's a scripture, well, in the gospel in Romans 1:16, look there. It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes," in Romans 1:16. The word salvation is mentioned there. Many years ago, Mr. Schofield pointed out to me, I thought as a Baptist boy that salvation just meant going to heaven, missing hell. But then I found out the Greek word for salvation is soundness, wholeness. And two words in there is very important that I want to emphasize in this class. Safety is one of the words. And the other one is deliverance. Everybody say safety,
safety.
And deliverance.
Deliverance.
And so in our salvation, to that extent, we have to cooperate with God. In other words, salvation is not a wrap. I mean, safety, deliverance, soundness, wholeness, it's not just an automatic thing because you're saved, okay? Your body is out there in that polluted air. Your mind is out there in that polluted traffic. Well, a lot of things are going on. We've got to get your mind out of the traffic. That's, and I'll show you how to get your mind out of traffic and how to understand thinking green light and thinking red light. Okay, you got that? From this class, you're going to know how to think, but when you see a red light, you're going to know, that's not for me to think, and so you won't go down that trail. You follow me? Now, I want to say to you, and I want you to understand me clearly, it's easy to live right if you know what you're doing, okay? There's nothing in this room, on the internet around the world, that cannot be changed. There's no habit, no behavior, and no matter what age you are, if you listen properly, change is going to start taking place. You can begin to defeat things in your life, may have been in your life 20 years, you begin to defeat it because you'll know how. Okay? There's a scripture hidden in the Bible in Philippians chapter 2 that I think need to be called to the body of Christ's attention when we deal with salvation. In Philippians 2, verse 12, and it sounds like a contradiction to being saved, but yet, we're a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Our soul consists mainly of our mind, emotion, and our will. Got that? Our mind, emotion, and our will. That's where our soul, basically what our soul consists of. And that's where the trap comes at. Okay? When I first got into church some 40 years ago, I wonder how so many Christians can do so many things, and they were nice people. But now I find out that they were deceived and they didn't know how to correct it. Okay? This generation, we have to know how to correct it. We have to know how to deal with it because the traffic have gotten heavier,
right, right,
with more deception, more ungodly things going on. So we thought to catch kids from 11 to 37 didn't want their parents here and their grandparents, that we all can work together. You know, like sending a child to school and you never check them out.
Right.
And then getting mad with the teacher.
Yeah.
You know, I know some teachers will be glad to be here to hear that,
yeah,
because a lot of times you're trying to work with a kid and they go home, they do anything.
Yeah.
The parents don't correct them. So I'm going to need your help. I'm going to put out by the assistance of the Holy Spirit information that can cause you to know how to walk in consecration. Okay? You want to do it because you're a Christian. You really want to do it. It just, what happened is, because I don't know how,
Where Fred at? Fred wasn't on the front. What is Fred on the front? I don't know how the little boy, I've told him last week. I don't know how to do it. Teach me how to do it. Now this verse is verse 12. Don't let it throw you. In Philippians 2, verse 12. It says, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, the Apostle Paul talking, but now much more in my absence. And he said this at the last statement in his voice, which don't seem right. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, I thought my salvation was worked out. Well, if your life is bobbing and weaving in and out and you can't get control of it, I'm going to say a lot of things in a few minutes. You know, Romans 12:1-3, deal with our body, present our body, transforming our mind, and thinking properly in our spirit. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the key from Satan ruining your life, now you got all these, where are the ushers at? All these seats over here, you set the people over there? Look, just find these seats. Walk over these people. Tell them push over. Because I want them in front of me if possible. I want all these seats filled. I want all these seats filled because I want them close to them as possible. Who's going to do it? Look there on the front row up there. Look at all these seats here. These seats not saved. What are these seats are? Too late. Now, let me tell you what we're not talking about. Let me tell you what we're not talking about. We are not talking about psychological thinking. Okay? We are not going to train you in new age thinking. Not just positive thinking. Are y'all getting some of this? Not just positive thinking. Not self-help thinking. Because a lot of times we have tried these things. We are talking about having a sound mind from God, okay? We're talking about knowing how to be, well, turn to 2 Timothy 1:7, where God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Very important, them three words, all three of them important. Power, know you have the ability to overcome anything. Love, perfect thing. And then a sound mind, you can think the thoughts of God. But God, so you have that. You just got to know how to use it. Now, all your problem, all your behavior, all your ungodly living comes from somewhere during your lifetime, Satan have accessed your mind. He has no other, listen, I wish you hear me. He has no other way to defeat you. He can't defeat your spirit. He can't send a demon to get you. He got to cast a thought in your mind through another person, through a group of people, through internet, through television, through somebody you're associating with. Put that thought in your mind and you didn't know how to stop it. And then it became imagination. Watch it. Watch 11. Watch how it rolls. It's a thought. Then it becomes imagination. Show a picture. Then the next step is what? Stronghold. Get this down. Get it down. Thought, imagination, stronghold. Say it. Thought, imagination, stronghold. Stronghold is a group of thoughts that have come into a person's mind to take them out of the will of God, and they don't know how to handle it. My job is to teach you how to handle strongholds and what to deal with strongholds. And there are some strongholds that has already been built, but I'm going to say it in a way that you're going to understand me. It's easy to tear strongholds down. The reason is the weapon of your warfare in 2 Corinthians 10:3, they are not carnal. They have the ability to conquer anything that is not of God. So I don't want you worrying and being fearful. You sit here, you say, he don't know what I'm going through. We're going to deal with it. And you're going to be to deal with it yourself. Now, knowing how to be spiritually minded, going to be taught in these classes. Listen to this. What's your name? How old are you? All right. Say it again. Say your name again. Laodicea, right? Sealing your mind from deceptive thoughts. That's what you need to learn, how to seal. In other words, shut it down when it's not a thought that's going to rise you up. Mama can't shut it down for you. Papa can't shut it down, but I want to teach you how to shut it down. That's not from God, and I don't have to accept that. That's Satan, you trying to trick me to live like I don't want to live. All right. Then we're also going to be taught here how to be single-minded. And then what to think. I want you to put down Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And then the 8th verse tell you what to think. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is a good report, whatsoever is lovely. And you feed yourself with that, know that you can think that, because God wouldn't have told you to think like that if you couldn't think like that, right?
Right.
All right, now. We talked about habit, behavior, and bondages. Habits, behavior, and in some type of bondage. In other words, you're doing something, and let me say it this way, living a double life. We had to stop you from living a double life. You're one person when everybody around you, but when you get by yourself, it seems like you've become somebody else. You think different, and so you have to hide that. Anything you have to hide, you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know it's wrong, but how do I get out? That's the thing. How do I change it? You want to change it. You wouldn't be here if you didn't, you know, sometimes. You want to change it, you want to stop it, and you want to make sure it don't happen to you. So there's a lot of reason we're here. All right? You need to get these thoughts down. How are we going to do this? We're going to take the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and do this, all right? And we're talking about working out your own salvation, working out your own safety, your own deliverance, and your own wholeness, okay? Sanctification is not an impossible word. It's not a humdrum where you don't have no joy. A man told us some years ago, when you're saved, it's not that you don't have any pleasure, but your pleasure changes. So that's what happened to me. I was out in the world, but when I changed, I still have pleasure, but my pleasure is a different route. All right? All right. So here's some of the things we're going to have to do. We're going to take the word of God, take Romans 12, 1 through 3, and some other scripture I'm going to go into in a few minutes. But I want to give you a line of things, a line of thinking, a line of the way you can renew your mind. A line, a way that you can stop habits, behaviors, and change them. Number one, it's going to sound very simple, changing your thought life. And every time I say something, it's with the word of God. All right? The second thing is, now listen very carefully, you can do this. You say, woo, you're going to say, woo, conquering your thought life. There's a scripture, in Romans 8:37? Romans 8:37, put it there. Conquering your, nay, and all these things, we're more than conquerors. Conquering your thought life. When you conquer your thought life, guess what's going to happen? You're going to conquer your habit. When you conquer your thought life, you're going to conquer your behavior. When you conquer your thought life, you're going to conquer Satan. That's the only route he got. The only access he has to use to give you a thought, turn it into imagination, and then build it as a stronghold. So we're going to reverse all that in you. Every disease can be changed. Wrong thinking is a disease,
yep.
And it brings sickness in a person's action of what they do. And you have to think like you want to do it because you don't know how to undo it. See, you think like I'm all right. You just can't undo it. You don't know how to undo it. So once I show you how to undo it, it's a wrap. You'll be able to undo it yourself. See, because you can't be protected from everything. You can't. We can't really keep you off the internet. We can't keep you off because it got so much out there. You can go to a store and find something going on. But if you learn how to handle it and how to channel the gift of eternal life properly, you'll know how to whip it yourself. And so we know how to give you the car key until you go head on. Because we already have trained you combat. How to combat for your mind, all right? So conquering your thought life. Say conquering my thought life.
Conquering my thought life.
All right. Now, this next one is very important. Turn to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10. Now, remember, write down Romans 8:37 about being a conqueror. We're talking about conquering your mind. But here in 2 Corinthians 10 is one of the ways we're going to turn your life around. Okay? We're going to turn your life around. Show you how to turn your life around. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Then the fourth verse says, are you there? For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, H-O-L-D-S. Strongholds is a set of thought that Satan have created lies and told you you're not this, but you're this. He's deceptive. He's real deceptive with it. And over the years, I was fully unprotected when I was a young boy. We ain't had no Bible in our house, you know, but I didn't have no television either. I didn't have no internet either, you know, and I didn't have all these crazy gadget games y'all play. No, we played with sticks. And so they couldn't mess with our mind, you know, stick never told me nothing.
Yeah.
And so it's a challenge, and what we're doing here is a generational salvation. That's what the Lord told me, just like he told me money coming. And I knew I had an assignment, you know. And so this generation, we're going to change your thoughts. You can change your behavior. You can change your habit. Yeah. It's so easy. You hear what I say? If you know how to change your thought, you can change that behavior that been doing for 13 years. Yeah. You can change it. You can start changing it, all right? It's not, listen, you're never going to escape temptation. Now, I wish I could tell you, but there's no utopia teaching that I have to tell you you'll never be tempted again. You're going to be tempted all your life. But the Bible says, along with the temptation, he always will give you a mean, he'll make a way to escape. And so if you're thinking right, when the temptation comes, you will be able to escape it because the only route Satan has to you is your thought life. You're actually above him. But you got to keep a renewed mind in order to stay above him. Now, we're talking about the stronghold, putting down strongholds, verse 4. Now, watch this. Are you pull? I want you to think about three things. Pull, casting, and bringing. Come on. Pull, casting, and bringing. Pull, casting, and bringing. Pulling down stronghold, casting out imagination, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. The reason I'm having you say it because you have a spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to help us. It's not a mental thing. It's not a whole lot. I can't download a lot of information in you, and it's just going to happen. The person, I ask the Holy Spirit to help me. If I can get it out to you and you know what to do, you can change some scenario. Got it? How many in agreement with me? You know, ain't nobody going to embarrass you. Ain't going to ask you what you're doing wrong. It's just that between you and the Lord, I'm going to say enough. The Holy Spirit is going to have enough to work with you with. You're going to change it. And many of you, nobody never know nothing about it. Now, some of you might have to have further help, and we'll see till you're getting that. But, you know, the Lord can handle this.
Yes, sir.
And so we said, verse 5 now, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bring now, here's what I want you to see, the end of verse 5, you ready? And bring it, come on, into captivity, every what?
Thought.
Every what?
Thought.
All right, now you see that now, it says every faith, every wisdom, every knowledge, it said every thought. Why? You are in, oh, I love it, what the Lord just said, you're in mind warfare. And the average church member, the average Christian is losing fast because they don't know how to function in mind warfare. You know, all the hollering and telling us we ain't going to be nothing and screaming and taking the car key and locking the door and turning the internet off and shut the TV down and don't go in the refrigerator, ain't gonna get it. The mind's still trapped. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I know mom and dads are sitting here and all over the world on the internet. They say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We done tried everything. But it's that mindset. Once any young man, a young woman, a man or woman recognize they're being tricked and they're being offered something that is less than what really belonged to them and know how to deal with it, that is a mind trap. So we're in what kind of warfare?
Mind warfare.
Mind warfare. Mind warfare, because your believing and your confession is controlled by your thinking. And so the word of faith taught us how to confess, but they didn't tell us how to control our mind. So we've been saying a whole lot of stuff in the mind, so you ain't getting it, because you know. See, your mind, so when you get your mind lined up, your mind, your thoughts, and your believing runs your confession. And so if things, you can take the word of God and can't change some things with the word of God because your thinking is not cooperating with the thought of God. Got it? You see that? So now here it says for us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, the end of verse 5. All right, so now changing your thought life, conquering your thought life, bringing your thoughts into captivity. How you do that? How you bring your thought into captivity? Think along with God and read the word and then meditate it and let it get down in your system. All right, I'm going to say something else now. Control your thought and you can control your life.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Y'all heard that over there?
Yes,
sir. See, you control your thought, you can control your life. All right? Now watch what happened. Now we're not talking psychology. We're talking about being spiritually minded. We're talking about having a sound mind. We're talking about having a single mind. We're talking about having a sober mind. We're talking about having a strong mind. We're talking about being renewed, Ephesians 4:23, in the spirit of our mind. We're talking about in Romans 8:26-28, as you're praying in tongue, it says it gives you the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit. That's the mind we should have, the mind of the Spirit. When you talk about renewing our mind with the word of God, which is the will of God, which is the way of God, which give us the thoughts of God. Once you can think the thoughts of God, the ways of God is just another step away. The reason that we can't walk in the ways of God is because we have not been thinking the thoughts of God. And down through generation, ladies and gentlemen, down through generation, parents has not known what to do. We've had so much religious teaching and emotional church that we see our children rolling down a wrong path. We done cuss and fuss and swung and did everything else, and they're still rolling.
Yeah.
This class will reverse that.
Yeah.
Somebody got to your mind. Somebody put a thought in your mind that turned into imagination, and Satan, well, he worked with that. Then it turned into a stronghold.
Yeah.
To reverse it now, you have to know, I'm really not this what they told me I am.
Right.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a. They even got the thing now where, they call it another name. What do they call the other thing where you think you're not a homosexual, you still is one.
Bisexual.
No, it's another name. No, trans. I know that, but it's another name. Down low. That is, down low. I like men and women, that's down low. See, they're giving them a new name, you see. See, when I was a boy, the word gay was, you know, Marvin Gaye, be gay, happy. But now I don't use it no more, you know. All right. So, all right, now. Get this. Counseling behavior through thinking different. Write it down now. Come on in. Y'all take notes now. I told y'all get a tablet for this class or in your iPad. Counseling behavior through thinking different.
Mm-hmm.
Say that back to me.
Counseling behavior by thinking different.
All right.
Let me say something else I wrote for you this afternoon. Being the captain of your thought life. Don't let nobody else be the captain. Don't let your friend be the captain of your thought life. You be the captain yourself. All right, let me see now. Holy Spirit, I yield my infirmities of thinking to you for your strong thinking. There's a way to train your mind and heart to think like God. So now, how many access do Satan have to you? How is it? Come on, I need y'all to say that because, see, some of y'all, it don't even sound, but it's true. The only access. So what you there's people in this room and people by internet who've been trying to change their behavior. I don't want to do that no more. I ain't going to do it no more. As long as the thought life has not been understood and you don't know how to change it, you're going to keep doing the same thing. Right. You might go, I know some of y'all went 4 weeks without doing it, 2 months without doing it. But if the thought not life changed, Satan, what he's doing is he's setting back till you get through with this fake deliverance. Yeah. It talks about in the Bible of when a spirit goes out of man, it goes to circling. Yeah. And when he come back and find out that man having a woman having changed her thinking, he brings 7 worse demons because they didn't know what was going on to them. Yeah. See that's highly, see, we put everything in the spirit world, and it is spirit, the spirit of darkness, the spirit of light. But this thinking process, why you think the Bible says renew your mind? Why you think the Bible says the mind of Christ? Why you think the Bible says don't be double-minded? Why the Bible says be single-minded? Because your mind has something to do with the whole program, because we're in this world, we're not of this world, but this world system's still doing a whole lot of stuff. And if you don't know how to think like God, it's going to trap you in to think that you're doing what's right, or you're going to trap, here's the bad trap. It's going to trap you to think, I can't get out. This is just how I'm made.
Right.
I was made to drink all night long. You got gambling spirit, slipping off to the casino, and you know it's not right, and you can't stop. Yeah. I know women have stole everything in the house to go gamble because they think they're going to hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
They let somebody hit the jackpot every now and then, dummies. Right. They let them hit the jackpot to make you believe. 1 out of 50,000 hit the jackpot, and they ring everybody. I've been in the casinos, because that's where I go when I go take my RV, when I go out on RV, and I go in there and eat. I don't bother me. And that bell be ringing, but everybody running. Ain't them on one. I don't hear them bells too often. Ain't them on one place ring. The rest of them in there just as sad as they can be. All right. Hear them bells ringing. You cannot change your life by changing your behavior. Now, that's a great one there. That's a great one. You cannot change your life by changing your behavior. Your behavior is going to whoop you every time because it got something you're working, it's something working, it working with is your mindset. Okay? You change your life. You listening? You listening? You change your life. Right now, I want you to do it now, at that age. You change your life by what you're thinking. That's how you change your life. You change your life by what you are thinking. You got that? The Christian life is very simple. It is not about devils and demons. Nowhere does the Bible say to take every demon captive. But the Bible says take every thought captive. Yes, you cast out devils, but you cast them out of demon-possessed people. All right? If you are born again, you are a Jesus-possessed person, not a demon-possessed person. Amen. I'm glad about that. Somebody say amen about that.
Amen.
That's a good word there. You may have a way of behaving due to a system of thinking. Are you listening to me? You've learned that behavior through somebody else's mouth. Or it may be a generational curse that's been running in your family Nobody knew how to stop it, but thank God you're here tonight, and that thing stopped right here. Okay, all right, all right. Don't be embarrassed if you got a problem. It's not your fault. You understand? It is not your fault. Don't be embarrassed about it. Keep listening and keep functioning as the Spirit leads you, but don't be all embarrassed. That's what he wants you to be. See, the Bible said there's no condemnation to those who in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What Satan does, he take your mind and make you walk after the flesh, then he condemn you, then you think you can't correct yourself, then you think you got to live like that the rest of your days, and you don't have to live like that. Y'all hearing me? You don't have to live like the rest of the day. And God loves you. And God is not judging you by your thoughts per se. God is trying to help you change your thought so Satan can take his stinky, slimy, nasty, bastard hand off of you. You have to know your love. You have to know your love. Look at me. You have to know your love in spite of. You have to know that you're not a criminal. You have to know that you don't have to live this double life no more. You have to know that God have called these classes just for you to free this generation up, that you can live your life like God wants you to live it. God have special design and vision for you. He brought you in the world for something special. And you can't let Satan rob that which God have brought you from. So when you learn how to deal with your mind properly and renew your mind on a consistent basis, you're going to know how to let your heart and mind become one. Yeah. And out of the heart come the issues of life. See, when he said, Bible said, out of the heart come the issues of life, there's somebody who's attending to the Word, and the Word is renewing their mind and touching and fixing their heart at the same time. See your mind. See, I think we have educated our heart at the expense of our mind because we thought the mind was just science of the mind, psychology, positive thinking, being optimistic, you know, pessimistic, whatever. But no, the case is the way the enemy get in any hold on anybody's life is through their thought life. Got that? You can change this. Look at the person next to him and tell him you can change it. I'm not saying nobody got no problem, but I'm saying you can change it. You can change anything. Tell him you can change anything. Change your thought, all right? All right. Developing a new mindset, and what these classes are for, is when everything will begin to change into your favor. Yeah. You download the truth in your mind, and it will play back a new lifestyle. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, that's good. Yes, sir. You ever played a record more than once? Your favorite record? Uh-huh. And then you didn't try to memorize it, but you know it, don't you? Word for word. You listen to that Beyonce too long, you'll be singing just like her. Because it's getting in the track of your mind. I ain't got nothing against B-Me. That's what she won't do, you know. I ain't got time to be doing all that. This is a heavy one. This is a heavy one coming. Damage of the past can be converted and corrected through becoming word-minded. Damage of the past. See, I'm dealing with the past, present, and future because this generation has been on an onslaught for quite some time now. Okay? All right. And I said this one, but I want to say it again because it's going to rock you in your sleep tonight. You don't have to live a double life no more. You didn't know what was happening to you. You prayed. You have said. You have consecrated. You took communion. You did everything, pour water over your head, got some oil out, and say, lay your hand on me. Something. And laying hand, taking communion, pouring oil, memorizing scripture is not going to stop Satan. Right. Satan has one route. He used your mind. Yeah. And also, I got on your deliverance as a part of your salvation. Yes, now, let's
Let's go back into this thing because I really love this, and I've been studying this for some months now. You cannot change your life. You cannot change your life by changing your behavior. What? You change your life by changing what you think. Now, I got to get this one, got to go home.
Yep.
All right? Yep. I cannot change my life, come on, by changing my behavior. Now, if you try to change your behavior, it's going to last 1 month, 2 months. Sometimes people get to 6 months. Sometimes Satan have demonic patience.
Yeah.
He'll let you go, and you think you're all free. Then you're confessing to everybody, I got it whipped.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the feeling come on you one night, you say, oh, Jesus. He's going down the drain. Why? He still got that mindset. I told you about that demon circle. Come back and find the house clean. What do you find him clean? With the wrong, he don't have no new thinking.
Yeah, right.
So therefore, your spirit can't bring you where you want to bring you because your mindset is, your mind is fighting against your heart.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this statement now. Watch this statement. You change your life by changing how you think. Say that to me 3 times. You change
your life by changing how you think.
All right. I change my life,
By changing how I think.
Give it to me again.
I change my life by changing how I think.
Now don't set up here and just don't say nothing. Go ahead. Next time.
I change my life by changing how I think.
Now you got all these scriptures. You can renew your mind. You know you can renew your mind. You can think the thought of God. In Isaiah 55, when God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. You know what he was talking? Know who he was talking to? He was talking to wicked people who Satan have blinded their mind. They cannot. Christian can change their mind.
Right. Absolutely.
Sinners cannot change their mind. They belong to Satan. They got a demon mindset. But you've been born again. You're a child of God. You can change your mind by using the word. You can renew your mind. You can have a transfiguration. You can have a transformation. All right? You still with me?
Yes, sir.
So all the problems that parents are going through, grandparents are going through, these children really not little knuckleheads that don't want to do right. They just never had the opportunity. They have so much came toward them all at once, they don't know what to do with themselves. And so they play those games, and those games get in their mind. And a lot of times them games killing somebody. So they just play and play. But all of a sudden, see, I wonder how this would be in real life. Because it's messing with their mind. You can play the game and not be had.
Right, yeah.
You heard me? Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
You can play the game and the game cannot take you if you know what you're doing. You know it's a game and you're not going to let it control all your life. You're not going to play it every day 6 hours.
Yeah.
You get to thinking you can do something else. You ain't got to be playing this thing all day long because it's taking authority over you, see?
Yeah.
Huh? Now, the internet is here. Yeah, it's here. So we got to know how to deal with it. That's why I want you all to do like President Obama did. I want you all to go to texting, what do you call that thing, Instagram, whatever, Facebook. I want you all to get people out with jammer, put them all in the balcony. Call, text all your what do you call them, friends? What do you call them?
Friends.
All your friends. all your friends. Text them, man, listen. And then give them one of them nuggets. Give them one of these nuggets. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Give them one of these nuggets. Say, look, girl, you better get on over here.
Yeah, that's right.
And we just jam this place out. They'll come from all creeds, all colors, all walks of life.
Yeah.
Because they're hurting.
Yeah.
They're hurting. I knew they was hurting, but I ain't, you know, I'm a senior pastor. You know, my son's been teaching the youth. You know, every now and then I dab into it. But then God, generational salvation. And then he'd been having me studying the mind for quite months and months, and I thought it was a personal lesson for me and my house. But then I know he was getting me ready. I said some of y'all feel better already. You feel like you feel like you're not, you understand now you're not hopeless. It's just a mind war and a mind game that Satan been putting on you. But I'm going to teach you how to seal your mind. And how to patrol your mind, how to put a police on your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You be the police of your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
and I'm not accepting it. One of the things you can do is, when a thought comes, if it does not pass through the image of God properly, because you're the image of God, and if it's not glorifying God, shed it all right there. See, all right? So you change your life by changing how you think, right? Now watch this now. Watch this. What's your name, little mama? You got your leg crossed. How old are you? 11? You listen to what I say? Yeah, don't go off. Don't go off not listening to what I'm saying. Now, grandma and I got you out here for a reason. To hear so you can be able to defend yourself. A lot of things going to try to, what's your name? Natalia?
Asaya.
A lot of things going to try to trick you. And some of them tried it already. But you can't let it happen to you. You understand? You got to get your thinking straight. You understand? You take your mind back. Take your mind back. Take your mind back. I ain't only talking to you. I'm talking to everybody in here. All right? You take your mind back. Stop frying up when they talk to you and act like you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. You got to do what you're supposed to do. I know you. I'm reading your mail. Take your mind back. See? All right? I'm going to work with you right now. Take that gum out your mouth. Uncross your leg. Take the gum out your mouth. Just spit in your hand. That's where we get it out. You know the reason I did that? I just want you to have some understanding that you can do this and that you want to do this. You understand? Huh? You're a pretty little girl, too. Don't you let nobody ruin your life. Don't you let one of them nappy-headed Negroes ruin your life talking that slick-headed rascal come here talking to you. Girl, you're 11 years old. You got a whole life. Oh, my Jesus. My Jesus. The slick head either. Now, listen to me. When you're thinking line up with God thinking, then what end up happening is Satan say, ho, I can't get in. You heard me? When you're thinking line up, see, we go to church. All y'all go to church. We go to church, man. We church folks. We go to church. We sing song. But Satan only sing. Go ahead and sing. Sing. Fall out. Talking tongue. Ya la la ba sha ta ta ta. Put your finger here. I want everybody to know I ain't wasting my time here. I'm talking to everybody up in here, including Leroy Sr., me, myself. All right? And everybody on the internet, I'm talking to you. Some pastors need to listen to me. Change their life, because if you got pastors running women and doing all the things, right, you ain't got in their mind.
That's right, yeah.
See? Messing up a little girl's life.
Yeah.
Watch this now. And when you're thinking, line up with God thinking, what end up happening is Satan say, oh, I can't get in. Got it? So now what we're doing? He is sealed off, and he cannot penetrate your life. By your thought life. He's sealed off. Or he will come and try to penetrate. He's going to throw accusation after accusation after accusation until he penetrates if you don't know no better. Then he releases his explosive power through your thought life. Now, that's part of the armor called a helmet of salvation. There in Ephesians 6. Then there's another part of the armor called the shield of faith. It says, quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I think the greatest fiery dart the wicked one has is thought. And I think what I'm doing tonight as a minister to you, I'm aiming you to put up, pay attention, the shield of faith so you can quench them fiery thoughts. They're coming through television. They're coming through internet. They're coming through people at school. I mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all out there. So we cannot protect you by keeping you from life. I mean, you got to go to the store. You got to get your hair fixed. You got to do. So we can't go everywhere with you. Sad to say, there was a man who, boy, would overeat. He went to high school with him and college. Went to every class with him. But the boy is still not free. So what's going to happen when he dies? The man, life, the man is going to die before him. So you got to get him some help. See, he didn't know what was going on. The boy was, now I don't know whether the boy was a Christian or not. You see, if he was a demon, it wasn't saved, well, you know. But if it's a saved child and you're trying to do everything for them, you're not going to be able to do it.
Right.
All right. He can't penetrate if you have your breastplate of righteousness on. Right and wrong thinking. Right and wrong thinking. Think what's right and things will come out right. All right? He can't penetrate because you got your sword of the spirit out. See, that's the armor. See? Therefore, there's not going to be any activity of Satan and no operation of him doing things in your life. So you can stop all Satan activity by thinking. You shut him down. Wow. You shut him down. He have no more control over you. See now, well, I know the Bible said bind the enemy. We got to bind him. But if you bind the enemy and your mind not right, he's coming right back. Okay. Now how you change your behavior? I need to hear all y'all. Y'all been up here. How you change your behavior? By changing your thinking. You can't change the behavior. The behavior is a bastard spirit. You have to change your thinking. Now, hear me now. Here it is. You're going to have to change your system of thinking, or you will be back in the prayer line.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
I got out of the prayer line many years ago. Yeah. Now, 41 years. My wife told me it wasn't 40. 41 years. But every day, my mind been renewed at least 4 or 5 hours every day for 41 years. Yeah. I'm either reading something to renew my mind, I'm reading the Bible, I'm praying. For 41 years. Didn't miss a day. So the gangster I was before I got saved couldn't take me back because my mind stayed renewed. I didn't have nobody teach me this. So I just read the Bible all day, read till my head hurt, and went took a break, get me some water, shook my head, and go back in it. But what I was doing all the time, I was renewing my mind. I didn't know it. I ain't know about no renewing no mind. I was just reading the Bible. There ain't nothing in my church about renewing no mind. And went to the barbershop last night, found a man in there who from 11 years old been reading the Bible. He was just quoting scriptures since he was 11 years old. Just quoting scriptures. I wouldn't say nothing. I wanted to see was he a Bible auger or was he just, you know, a Bible student. Now, he knew what to do right, but he's not doing it. But that word keep hollering at me. See, keep bothering me. Some scriptures just keep coming up, you know. And so you feed your mind the word of God. If you keep smoking, you'll come in the prayer line again. We can pray that you be healed from cancer. If you keep smoking, then that cancer has plenty of access back into your life. I'm not saying smoking is a sin. And I gotta say it in an ugly way, smoking is stupid. If you're gonna produce a cancer in your life, you can quit. Thought, I can't be without it. My the prophet says the fire on one end, a fool on another end. Now I know you got some people in your smoke. I'm not against you. But I'm just telling you, I'm your pastor.
Yes, sir.
In the same way we can cast the devil out of you, bind the devil, pull down the principality, but if you don't change your system of thinking, then Satan will have the same access back into your life that he had the first time. You follow me? We can cast devils out, you know, do all kinds of things. You vomit, you know. See, that a demon right there. But you then the demon going to come back because you ain't changed your thinking. When you are a sinner, Satan owns you. And because he owned you, he infiltrated your life because of the world you lived in, with ways of thinking that was landmine to produce destruction. You listening? Even though now he don't have control over you now, listen, announcement, even though now he don't have control over you,
but he still has a system of thinking that he has placed inside of your head through this world system. And we need to break down this system of thinking. So this system of thinking is no longer our way of thinking. Y'all seeing me? Well, it's very clear, very, 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 very clear. Very clear. And that is what the Word of God is for. To renew your way of thinking. Go to Romans 12:2 and Ephesians 4:23. Or have a new way of thinking so that no longer paving the way for Satan to have access into our lives. That is what the Word of God is for. Look at Romans 12:2. We're going to read in a few minutes. And Ephesians 4:23. And Romans 8:27. Three scriptures I give. But I give Romans 12:2, Ephesians 4:23, and Romans 8:27, right? Because I think in Romans 8:27 it talks about the mind of the Spirit. All right, now read Romans 12:2 loud. All right, Ephesians 4:23. And being renewed in the spirit of your mind. All right. What I think is in that verse, I know Romans 8:26. What does Romans 8:27 say? That is. Know the what? The mind of what?
Spirit.
Mind of the Spirit. That's what I want you to see, the mind of the Spirit. The Word of God produced the mind of the Spirit, which give you control over Satan. And he can't take your mind. So let's class. Let me say this one more time. Let me say it where you can hear it. And that what the Word of God is for, to renew your way of thinking, or have a new way of thinking, so that it's no longer paving the way for Satan to have access in our life. In other words, wrong thought paved the way for Satan to have havoc in our life. In Proverbs, put this down, you know, in Proverbs chapter 23, we often quote the seventh verse. He says that the man thinking in his heart, so is he. In Proverbs 23, but Proverbs 23, 6 through 8, I want you to have that in your note. And the devil understand this voice. He can't do anything to you unless your mind and your flesh cooperate with him. You're a Christian, right? How many Christians we got in here? He can't do it. Notice the context in which God is saying, as a man thinks, so is he. He's saying that a person can pay you compliment, a person can invite you to dinner, a person can say, eat and drink, you're welcome here, but just because they say that, it does not reveal who they really are. See, when you read that 6 to 8 verse, that's the context it in. As a man thinketh, he could be nice, say a nice word. You know, a lot of us got in crazy marriages and words, nice words. Then you end up and find out you done married Hong Kong. what that big ape name?
King Kong.
Yeah, so, oh, Jesus. He was with flowers and all that, you know. And all, man. But don't, God will help you.
Yeah.
Get his mind changed. You may be saying everything is fine, thinking you're making a faith statement, but you really are. But who you really are is made up of what you're thinking inside. I'm on page 26. What you're thinking about, but who you really are is made up of what you're thinking inside. What you're thinking inside. Now you got control over this, though. See, you just can't slash. You just can't throw nothing in my life. You follow me, sir? You got control on what you think. You ain't crazy, are you? Huh? What else they call them people? You're not insane, right? You're not schizophrenic, are you? Huh? You don't change something else at night, do you? After 8 o'clock? No. See. As you think within, that's who you really are.
Got it? Listen, class, I'm about to close. And that's why we have to pay more attention. Thousands of thoughts come to you every day. Get up in the morning, police your thoughts. Watch what I'm about to say now. Watch what I'm about to say, Sheila. Every person in here want to live right. If you're a Christian, if you've been born again, that's just a wanting to live right. If you're really genuinely born again, now if you're not really born again, but if you're really born again, as we say we are, you want to do it right. And now the Lord is making it possible for you to know how to do it right. It might not happen overnight. Some of you may happen overnight. But if you keep listening, it's going to revolutionize your life. That's why we have to pay more attention, listen, to changing the thought we think. Even more, listen to this. Now, this is a blow the word of faith in mind. Even more than changing the word that we speak. It's more important to change your thought than to change your word, because your thought will change your word. Now, the word of God will change your thought. Because we can be saying things that we don't really believe, and no matter how often we say those things that we don't really believe, they are not going to have power. That is why so many Christians are so discouraged with the concept of speaking the word, of confessing the word. Nothing changes. We ought to speak the word of God out of our mouth, but we're not to be speaking the word of God that you don't really believe in your heart. That is why the scripture says, if you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, then you will be saved. It's Romans 10:9. There's one statement we'll close with right at the end of this page here. Salvation is a byproduct of the word we speak that are in alignment and agreement with what we believe in our heart. Then you can go in heaven. The focus, hear this, class, the focus need to be with what we believe and what we are thinking. Listen to me, hear what I'm saying? The focus need to be with what we believe and what we thinking. The focus can't be on what we say. I'm a word of faith man. They told us, they talked something about the thinking, but they didn't, I really didn't understand it that clear.